From the Frank Stanton Studios in Los Angeles, I'm David Lazarus from the LA Times, sitting in today for Tess Viglin. This is Marketplace Money from APM. Here we are, smack dab in the middle of the convention season. Cue the balloons. The Republicans had their turn last week. The Democrats come next. Okay, there are plenty of personal finance issues being aired by the two guys who want to be president. But what are the issues voters are most interested in? Marketplace's David Gura recently traveled through both states hosting this year's conventions as part of our coverage of how all the tub-thumping plays out where it really matters, the economy. David's back from his road trip. Hey, David.
Hey, David.
All right, so let's start with Florida. Where'd you go?
So the powers that be dispatched me to the I-4 corridor. This is the area that goes from Daytona Beach down through Orlando all the way to Tampa, where the RNC was being held. And we picked this place because there is a high concentration of undecided voters along that highway. And people describe it to me as the belt sort of between the more conservative northern part of the state and the more liberal southern part of the state. This has now become sort of the key that presidential candidates know they need to win the state of Florida. So that's why they sent me there.
An area just rampant with political indecision. So what stood out to you?
Well, the heat, first of all. No, seriously, it was the housing crisis and the effects of the housing crisis and how they're still playing out there. And there are still for sale signs and foreclosure signs everywhere you look. Just the degree to which people are talking about it. The first person I talked to when I got to Florida was a woman named Gina Silvestri. She's an attorney. And the first thing I asked her was, what kind of law do you practice?
I always handled real estate law, bankruptcy law, and family law, because ironically, they're all interrelated to one extent or another.
Okay, that's interesting, I thought. She says a lot of these things have become even more interrelated since the housing crisis. You've got a lot of people who are still struggling to make ends meet, and they're considering foreclosures and bankruptcy. And all of that, she told me, has led to this sort of breakdown of the family and higher filings of divorces she's seen.
So it's no longer love will keep us together.
Exactly.
Whole other song suddenly. Okay, so you split Florida, you head over to North Carolina, and what do you find there?
I wasn't following a geographic trajectory there. I was looking at North Carolina through this lens of a state that had a lot of traditional manufacturing, a lot of furniture making, textiles, and has been forced in a way to make a transition to high-tech, biotech, nanotech, something new. And I got the best sense of how that transition was happening at community colleges. I went to Forsyth Technical Community College. That's in Winston-Salem. And I talked to Jennifer Webb. Now, she's married, she's got teenage kids, and she's studying to be a nurse. And I asked her how things have been in North Carolina.
You can definitely tell that there is something going on when you see, I think, so many older students going back to school. That reflects on the economy and what's going on here in this area.
And what she's talking about there, I heard time and time again, not just at these community colleges, but in the communities I visited, that everyone talked about how in the last couple of years, either they or people they know have been given an opportunity. That's how they described it. And of course, you read between the lines there. The opportunity is they've been laid off, or they saw the writing on the wall, they were going to be laid off. And that was a chance for them to go back to school, to get new skills, to maybe think about where they might be working in a couple of weeks, in a couple of months, in a couple of years even. And I was just amazed at the extent to which community colleges in North Carolina, there are more than 50 of them across the state, have really dealt with this in a very nimble way. They're working with companies that are hiring to make sure the skills that they're teaching students will be useful, that they'll lead to jobs. And I was just amazed at how enrollment has gone up and the age of students at those schools has gone up as well.
So people in North Carolina are concerned about jobs and their future in the job market. What else is on their mind?
What I heard from a lot of people were questions about health care and retirement. I stopped in Lenoir, North Carolina. That's a town in the western part of the state. And I talked to Yvonne Miller. She retired to North Carolina from Michigan, and she works in a bookstore downtown part-time.
I was on the fence 2 weeks ago. Couldn't make my mind up. I have now. Speaking as a senior citizen, I would sincerely like them to clarify Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. I want my grandchildren, I have a great-grandchild too, I want to know they're going to be safe.
So this would have been like a week after Mitt Romney picked Congressman Paul Ryan to be his running mate. And as you know, that sort of made these issues, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, much more central to this election. And I think that what Miller's talking about there, clarifying what's going to happen to these programs, what might happen to these programs, is going to be something we hear a lot about this week at the DNC and indeed all the way up to the election.
So, David, it sounds like voters are very concerned about meat and potatoes, pocketbook issues. Do they also have a sense of which party they think has a better formula to solve these problems?
That would be hard to say. I was surprised at how many voters told me that, you know, lo, these 2.5 months out, they still haven't decided which party they like better, which party they think has a more clearer plan, and who they're going to vote for in November.
In other words, they're going to take it right down to the wire.
Absolutely.
Road Warrior David Gurr is back from 2 reporting trips to Florida and North Carolina ahead of both the national party conventions. David Gurr, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.